We are on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis in the middle of the Ran, and we're up to the second line of the Ran where he starts, where the line starts getting broader. V'hai Omad Echot. So the Ran says as follows: V'hai Omad Echot Upirneis Es Ishtoi. The Omar the Lochonon Eniach Ma'isav Al Keren Atzvi. We hear here a machlokes Chonon and the Chachomim. Misha Holach Lemdines Ayom. Va'omad Echod Upirneis Es Ishtoi. The person went was Mefarnes Ishtoi. Chonon Omar Ibedes Ma'isav. So Chonon said that he lost his money. That means he would have wanted to be goyve from the Baal. He paid up his chayiv. The Baal is mechuyev to give mezainis lishtoi. And by being mefarnes, so he's paying up his chayiv. So he wants, he's coming now to the Baal to be goyve the demei peroin. So Chonon says, ibedes moisov. And that's mavriya chari. I didn't tell you to do it. And it's not called you are Mahanami, you are Mesalik a Teveya for me. You're Mesalik a Hezik. I don't know you. The Chachamim hold that there is a chiv to pay for Piroin Achait. So now, the Rajba says, V'hai Omad Echod Upirnes is Ishtoi. The Omar the Lochono Neniach Moisav al Kernatzvi, he lost the money. Cause of a Rajbezal, that this is speaking with an Akimte. The Davke b'meforesh shemachmas mezoinoi shechayev lo balo hu noisen lo. It's speaking about, he's giving money, and he's saying that I'm laying out the money for the chayiv that the Baal has to give you mezainis. So I'm paying up his chayiv with an intent that he should pay me up. He didn't tell this to the Baal. But al kaponim, that's what he said, bishas, when he laid out the money. The bechi ay gavna oma chonon de potter. So in such a case, Chonon said, the Baal is potter. I didn't tell you to do it. Verti gebeten. And I'm not, it's not called you are Mahanami, you are only Mavriach Ari Memeni. Avo Pirneis Tam, but what happens if he didn't say a word? He comes over and he gives some money. Chayzer v'goyve. Now he'll be goyve. I feel according to Chonon. Lefi shekol ha-mefarneis Tam, Eini mefarnis b'teiris matone. He has no intentions of giving her a matone. Ela b'teiris halvo. If I'm giving you money, so I mean to lend it to you. Even though I didn't say anything, you don't have to say. If I can't, if I want to give you, I'll say. But normally, if I'm giving you money, we assume automatically he means to lend her the money. V'nimtza, no, I assume that he's lending her the money. Shehi chayeves loy. Now she owes him the money. He lent her money. This is not mavriach ari. I'm lending you money. Umi shepirnes oiso goivo mimeno. I lent you money. Now you pay me back. I'm not giving out natonis. V'hi goive mi bailo, and then she'll be goive from the Baal. The gears of the Rishash is the Lovsa Va'ochlo, if she borrowed money, is he nefras mi bailo. My da'oma da'ochlo and the Vav is in parentheses. The Lovsa Va'ochlo, if she borrowed money, he nefras mi bailo, obal chayv goiva mi meno. So the Rajba says, if he's lending her money, so then there's a different story. So then he says, he can man from her. She can man for her from her husband. He's mechuyev to pay for her mezainis. So stome, I assume it's a halva to the isha, even though I didn't speak out anything. In the whole Mishnah is speaking about that when he gave the money, he spoke out beferish, shemachmas mezoinish shechayim labalu noisin lo. I'm not lending you money, I'm paying up your husband's chayv. So your husband owes me. And that's where he loses, because the husband doesn't know him. Ve'evi raya, and the Rashba brought a raya to this yesod. If a person gives money without saying anything, we don't say that he's giving a matonah. No, I say I'm giving money. That means people don't give money. I'm lending it to you. That should be understood from a stam nesine. And the ray is miyered l'seich sadech haveira v'nata shalei bushus. That if someone goes into, Reuben goes into Shimon's field, and he plants ilones in that field, and he didn't say a word, the chayev balasode l'shalei. So the balasode is mechuyev to pay him. That means when he sends him a bill, so the Bala Sode can tell him, oh, a bill? You didn't say anything, so I assume you're doing it for free. Vaisis is nishtazoi. You don't have to say you're not doing it for free. Automatically, it's understood you're not doing it for free. Vaid Raya, a second Raya the Rashba brought, midgoras b'Yerushalmi b'perik ezel neshech. Chad barnash ishal lechavrei dinrim. A person lent his chaver dinrim, money. Ashrisei gav beisei. So this, the malva lent the loive dinrim. Let's say lent him 100 dinrim. And now the loiva ashrisei gav beisei, and the loiva had an extra apartment. He told the malva, you could live in my apartment. He was looking for a dira. You can live in this apartment. Now, the time came to pay up the chay. Omale, havli dinri. No, give me the dinri. Lend your money. Omale, havli aga beisei. Fine. You give me the rent. You were living in my house. Now you give me rent. Also, uvdei kamei de rababe bazvine. So they came to rababe bazvine. Umerikulei, and he took from him, mai dahave chomi lemishchaya. What normally should be paid for a schiris. That means he let him live in the house. So, now he took from him the schiris, what a normal schiris would be. So the Rashba says as follows, what is the Yerushalmi speaking, but what is the case? When he gave him the keys to his apartment that he could live there, so Lachayre is speaking about that he didn't say a word. He said that the Malva told him, no, I'm looking for apartment. Yeah, Mamish Ashkocha Protis, I have an empty apartment, and he gives him the keys. So Al-Kochach is speaking about, not one word was mentioned about Schiris. V'loi b'shehemidoi b'feirish b'scha. You can't say it is speaking about shehemidoi b'feirish b'scha. The imkain, because if that is the case, la'va omalei idach avli kol dinri. La'va porilei mashe hisna imoi losis loi b'schiruso. V'chein nami leka l'meima mishum ribis koma. So, l'chayre, it's speaking about that he didn't say anything. And you see, you have to pay. You'll say, maybe not. We'll say, stamazoi is matone. Stamazoi is matone. If you don't say, is matone. So, that's what he told him he should pay him because of ribis. That's why he has to pay him back. The mishum ribis koma. Dimkein havele lemeima nakeli agar beisi. He should have said nakeli agar beisi. Now what is pshat in the Ram? Agavuche, the Rashba doesn't say this. here the Pesach was very unclear. But Dachsech Mir, what does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi says, Havli Agabesi. Speaking about Ribbish Hashem, Nakli Agabesi. I saw the Ritbaz, he doesn't mean on the Sram, but he says, Amurah de Kezach. The Ritbaz on the Yerushalmi in Ezein Nesher says as follows, that in Emerson, this, als Ribbis, it's Avak Ribbis. I mean, they didn't speak out, Peshasta Alvo, that I'm lending you for this, so it's Avak Ribbis, if it's Ribbis. Now, by Avak Ribbis, we have a klal, Ein Metzina Yisibidayonim. That means you're not allowed to give it. But if I pay up Avak Ribbis already, so it's finished. So Besen can't Mishtachain and take it away from the Malva. He took it, it's finished. Ein Metzina Yisibidayonim. So the Ritba says, but if the Loive will deduct from the Chayv, that means, let's say, the Loive gave him, let's say, a matone. He gave him a matone that this house should be yours for free. You should live here a month for free. And that would be the Avak Ribbis. So if he'll deduct, let's say that's worth, he lent him 100 dinar, this is worth 20 dinar. So if he'll deduct from the choiv, the 20 dinrim, that's not called meitzin bidayonim. Because we're not taking away, I'm just not giving you the whole choiv. So even though this is an oif and have to get back the 20 dinrim of ribbis, we said avak ribbis ein meitzin oisi bidayonim. Ein meitzin oisi bidayonim means that bezdin can't schlep the malve, you pay back the 20 dinrim. He says, I'm shulding. This is avak ribbis ein meitzin oisi bidayonim. I took it, it's my peckle, it's my gehenim, but you can't take it away from me. That's the din. Bezdin cannot take away avak ribbis from the malve. But if the loiva will deduct from what he owes the malvas, even though we're also indirectly taking away from the malva, he's only get back $80. He's not going to get back the $20 he took. That's that called metzian oisim b'dayot. As Isaac the Ritbaz. So that's a meirah dekibshat. That's what the Ran is saying over here. The Ran is saying, if you'll tell me I'm wrong, you'll tell me that when you don't speak at anything, it means matone. It means matone. And that what he had to pay him is als ribbis he had to pay him. So it should have said, nakili, dimken av lemeim, nakili agar beisi, will deduct the schiris. That means I won't pay you the whole chayv. In the Yerushalmi, it doesn't say like this. Amale havli agar beisi. So vices bechlaus are ribbis the kishay. It will be ribbis. So then havli is the wrong terminology. You can't mount back from him the ribbis. So I'll call the whole thing is a toys. He never meant to give him b'shem ribbis. You needed an apartment. I gave you an apartment. That's all. But half a state, I'm giving you an apartment. That means you have to pay rent. We didn't speak about the rent. No, if I stay, sir, I'm no more rent. You'll have to pay. That's how the Rashba learns. Somebody else can say, humbly, give me the rent. I'm wanting rent. I'm not wanting ribbons from you. Alme. Hamashre chaveiroi besoich beisoi stam. If I let someone live in my house, loile matone ichav. And he has no intentions of giving matones, to giving frigiris, ela lischiris. The Kivin Shekei. So the Rashba says, Hamefarnis Eishes Chaveiro Istam. So if I'll go over to a woman and I'll give her Parnosa Istam, is Chayze V'goyve Mimenu. Eilu Dvorov Zal. This is a Rashba. So therefore, the Rashba, they're making a kimte that the whole din of Mefarnis, Mishalach Amdin Yishem V'mech, the Pirnis Eishi, speaking about when he gave the money, he said, Adroshim. I'm paying up your husband's chayv. He should have done it. I'm paying for it. That drosha is it makes kalya. Now he can't mourn from the husband. But like this, if it had kept quiet, he could mourn from her. Ve'einam machvorim ledati. So the Ran disagrees with the Rashba Zekimta. The Nehei, you're right. The Hani Muchachi. That's right. The two rayas of the Rashba, or the Yerushalmi, that sicha muchach, that lav l'shem matana kamechavim. If alohochi, amefarnis es eishes chaveiro istam lochonon enich moisav al keren atzvi. Mishum dinehei de lav v'teiris matana kaovit. That's true. People don't make matanas. Miu stome zu adaita de baal nochis. He's not a matana, but who is going to be the loive? He's laying out money for who? For who is he laying out the money for? Stom is who adaited the baal nochis. Stom is how a person is giving money. Since the husband is mechuyev to shtel to a mezainis, he's giving for the husband. V'lav adaited the do. Shekvah hu yedei shen lishizu nechosim shen nivcha mehem. He knows that she doesn't have money to pay up. Elo mi baila. No, well, let him lend her the money. She doesn't have money, but she gains a man's money. He says you have to be a landon for this. Leimasik adaita loima shetischayevi behen kadei shetucha ligvais meibayla lagvaisoi. The lav kulu inchi dina gmiri. Says that landon you have to be. She doesn't have money, so he's going to lend her money. He's going to be smart. He's going to lend money to the Baal who has money. But Alastom adaita the Baal Nochis. Umishim Hochi, Nehe Lav Betoiras, Matone Kaovit, Kidemuchi Anachais, Daisi Rajbozal. That's true. When a person lays out money, I have no right to assume that he's giving it for free. The mistome adaita the baal kovit. So that's the machlokes, the Ran and the Rashba. Ule inyan halacha. Now we have here our machlokes, Chonon and the Chachamim. Pereyas choyvoy, shoykele shikloy, or by pirnes es ishtoi, if it's a nichma yisabal keren, it's vilin yaloche, kaim alon kechon. Hilkach, poirei achoyvei shol chaveire, in nichma yisabal keren atzvi, vafilu bebal choyv doichik, nami. Afilu abal choyv doichik, that means, you should not say, that the tam of chonon is, because the loive will taine, he never mon for me. It's not called you a mahane me because I'm not worried about the malva. The malva would never mon for me. So if that would be the lomdis of chonon by a baal chayv doichik, the loive can't say such a statement. No, that's not the svar of chonon. V'afilu b'baal chayv doichik nami. The lekel amayim at the time of the chonam mishim the motzah amalei mefayis avinalei. I would have been mefayis. Vavimochali the masnisin the shoykelei es shiklei osyilon shaper kechonam. Our mishneh that says shoykelei es shiklei is also osyilon shaper kechonam. Afal gavlei motzi amal sheyimchuloi agizborim. That means by a baal choyv, can you say, can I be mefayis? The gizborim don't know no for an answer. The shluchi derachmone, they're goyve, they're memashkin. So there's no hava mina that you could raise the choyz from the choyv of machzis hashekel. But afal pikein, it says in our mishnah, according to chonon, you're permitted to do it. It's not called a mahane. So koch, not because you could get away with it. You can't get away with it. You'd have to pay. But it's called an indirect hano. Silo kahezik is not called mahane. That's the small. Umistavroli. So I also hold the bemilde sheyesh oleo mashkin. Afulu, let's say, the malve had the mashkin of the loive. And he went and he gave the malva the money. Now the loive got back his mashkin. It's also the same thing. So what does he mean to say? He means to say, I mean, l'chayre, what is the chiddush of the Ram? L'chayre, the chiddush of the Ram is, that means like this. Bishloim, if you didn't get anything through me, that means like this, the Malva would have been doiver from you. Like this, I made sure the Malva should stay away from you. That's called Mavriach Ari. That means I'm not called, you're getting something through me. I'm just being Mesalik the Ari from you, Mesalik the Malva from you. But what if the Malva had a Mashkin? And because of my Piroin to the Malva, you're getting back the Mashkin. So now it's called you're getting something through me. So that maybe to be a svara to say, according to Chanon, this is also. So the Chan says no. Then it's going to bring a raya. But before the raya, l'chayil, the lomdus is vital. Whatever, the mashkin belongs to the loivin, though the malv is a shibut. Olam shibut by a mashkin. He has a shibut. So the shibut that he has is vital to Ari. I was mesalik his shibut. So memele, so the minute the shibut falls off, so you get, it's yours again. But it's not cool that you got something to me. I'm only being mesalik and Ari. That's l'chayu the lomdis, and I'm giving a raya l'alochim. Tamrin in hochi b'irishalmi, alibi d'bnei kahanim g'doylem, the Omar Hosso, the Rishalmi says over here, Dafilu livnei kahanim gedolim da omri b'mefanis es ishtoi the yishba kama hoitzi b'yito. The Rishalmi says, Rishalmi is chaylik and babli. That means, in our Mishnah it says, amudan lo mecheveroi is perei es chayvoi, shayka lo shikloi. That's what it says in our Mishnah. We have a Mishnah in Ksubis that's speaking about a mefanis es ishtoi. If inich moisel al keren atzvi, or the bnei kanim gedolim, will know that yishba kama nosan b'yito. So the Yerushalmi says, not like Babli, that don't shtel tzu ksubis to nedorim. In the Mishnah, ksubis hamefarnes aseishes chaveiroi, there the bnei kanim gedolim hold, he can mourn from the Baal. But a pereya es choyvoy, the rabbonon hold that it's muta by mudarano. Pereya choyvoy is better, or whatever, it's better than mefanes es ishto. Legabi, the loive. Stein yishalmi yazay. So there the bnei kanim day lamod mishum day olal datay shetomas ishtay berot. That means there he's zichad didn't ever have a mina that he'd get away with this, that his wife would die from hunger. So there it's called I was mahaniyu. I mean you have to, she can't die, so that's called a mahaniyu. Avol b'perei achoy v'moyde l'chonom de pota the motzer omar the loyver could say mefayis habino leiv avol mochel, you didn't do anything for me. That's what the Yerushalmi says. You didn't pay. Without you, I also wouldn't have to pay. Pamrin en hosom haga atzmacho shoy biyotay mashkin. What if he has a mashkin? So Yerushalmi says mefayis habino leiv mahadalei mashkuni. So my mail is as like, so the Yerushalmi in Bavli Azicha Choylik in Pshat and Chonon and the Bnei Kanim Deilam. The Yerushalmi says that our mission is going according to everyone. Everyone holds Perei as Choyboy because it's not called he was Mahanim. Davke by Mefanes says Ishtei is a Machleikis. In Bavli says that the Perei as Choyboy is Machleikis Chonon and the Chachamim. So the Zicha Machleikis between Bavli and Yerushalmi. Bavli holds that according to the Bnei Kahanim Gedolim, you cannot be Perei as Choyvei, not like the Yerushalmi. The Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, Rava says it's speaking about Shabbalav Manashalei Lefroya, therefore it's Mutter. Fine. In Londis, There's a machlekes babbling Yerushalmi. Aba filahochi, naktine mehadi Yerushalmi, dechonan afila milvashi eshla mashkenom. Aba kaponim, from the Yerushalmi, we see that chonan is speaking about a milvashi eshla of a mashken. The kivin de bi Yerushalmi omi bipshites, the moide loy rabbonon lechonan behochi, and rabbon also be moide by a mashken. Aba alme shmiyelu dechonan amahochi. Upon him, we see that was posher to them. The chon and zichus being by milvah sheyesh loy mashkin, and they say the chachamim amoyde the chon by milvah sheyesh loy mashkin. The heidel of whom gemara the lom nekanim doyim loy moyde. Even lahochi gamchinim yirushalmi, but we can learn that from the yirushalmi pshat in chon. The chon and nama filo by milvah sheyesh loy mashkin. Abole ashkan ipre big gemara the lom kain nire li. So upon him. The Ran says pshat that according to Bavli, speaking about a Baal Chayv Dochuk and then a Miesh Lo Mashkin, everything is L'chayre Mavriach Ali. Now, let us, before we see the Gemara, let us just see again the Lashon HaMishneh. Amud Arna Mechaveiroi, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, it says, Umachzel Loi Es Aveidosoi, is Machzel the Aveide. Mokeim Shenoitlin Ole Asocho, but if we're in a place where you get Schar Tipol Hano Lehegdish, so just let's see the Ran. Zokteran, Umachzel Loi Aveidosoi, the Loi Midi Yoivlei, when he gives him his abeide, he's not giving him anything. Alamidam de nafshi kamahadala. He's giving him his own abeide. That means, even though we're speaking about that the Baal Aveide is not permitted to have hano from the machzir, but when he gives him the abeide, he's not giving him any. He's giving him his own kaifetz. So mamela, that's not called, I was mahana you. The machzir was mahana. Baito, let's see the Ram. Mokim shenoitli aleh oschal. Nahainu, imoyo machzer bottle min asela. That means mokim does not mean a miniga mokim. It means if the case was that it was just a chazores aveide that you could demand money from it. That means it's just a, for example, that means if the Baal Aveide lives a distance away from the Machzer Aveide, and therefore the only way the Machzer Aveide can return the Aveide is by taking off a day's work. That's such mokeim shenoytel maschal, that the situation is that the Chazores Aveide was in such a oifen that you have to get paid for it. It's not mechuyev to lose a day's work because of this mitzvah. The hainu im hoya marzer botel min asel. Chiyai gavne mechayev bal aveda liten leishah. Kedisa beile mitzitsh, mechuyev to pay it. See how much, but you mechuyev to pay it. This person gave off a day's work because of your aveda. Tipol hano lehegdish. So the Ran says, what are we speaking about? The machzer doesn't want to take money. Now, the Baal Aveide has a problem. The Baal Aveide is not permitted to have hano from the machzer. That's the story. Amudar hano mechaveiroi. He can't have hano. Now, halachically, the machzer can want money from him. He owes him money. Yitnenu muda lehegdish. So the mudah should give it to Hegdish. She'ilu hoya moichel loy mader, if the mader would be moichel, nimtza mahaneyu. That means if it be moichel him, so it's called he's being mahane him. So memele, he's deriving benefit from him. So is yipel anola Hegdish, he has to give this money to Hegdish. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on a few nekudas on what the Ran says over here. There's a beautiful ha'ore that Ayelos HaShachez Moira on this Ran. He brings a machna frayim in Hilchis Kinyan Hefker, Simon Yud Aleph. The machna frayim klaus HaShaila. If Reuven is Moichel Achayv to Shimon, Bal Kolchay to Shimon, is the Mechila Chal yes or no? Shimon doesn't want to accept the Mechila. Is it Chal yes or no? So he is Tutzdodim, and he brings the Machna Frayim as Mavaya, the Tutzdodim as follows. One side is that Mechila is a Siluk. That means the Shimon owed Reuven money, Reuven is Meichel. So I'm a salik myself from the Chayib. I'm a salik. I had a schus, griya bayo. I'm a salik myself. So I'm a salik, so there's no Chayib anymore. So he says, if you learn it's a siluk, so it helps Bal Kolchech. I don't need you. I don't need the loive. The malva was masalik himself from the Chayib, so automatically it's masulik. There's no more Chayib anymore. The loive can shy chayv a kaim, I don't want, but it's a siluk, it's finished. Or the second side is mechila is a hakno. That means what I owe, what you owe to me, I'm giving back to you. No, this is such hakno, you don't need a maisik inyan. Well, but it's begidrei hakno. That means that, I'm giving over to you the chayv and you're kind of the chayv. So it's akno, that doesn't need a maisik inyan. So he says, if it's akno, so then you can make it bal koche. If that's pshan mechile, so the machna frank has a murder kolom de shishayla. What is the gather of mechile? Is mechile asiluk, and then it could help bal koche de loive, or mechile is hakno, and then it can help bal koche. So the Yelas HaShach is Ma'ira. If you learn, Mechila is a Hakno. So then he doesn't understand the Mishnah. So we have a problem over here. So we have a whole scenario over here. That the Marzer was Madir, the Balaveda, that you can't have an offer from him, or the Balaveda was Madir, that you shouldn't have an offer from him. Okay, the Balaveda can't have an offer. So the Ran says, no, if he'll be Meichel, he has an offer from him. He owes the money, his mother is enough from him. So therefore, so the money that he's deriving from this mechila, he shouldn't derive any benefit, he should give it away. People are no language. So the Yelos HaShach asks, if Bal Kolche, if Bal Kolche mechila doesn't help, so what's the whole problem? Let the Baal Aveda say, I'm asking, I owe you the money. You don't want to tell? So may God, I owe you the money. So Mamel, I'm not deriving any benefit for you. I owe you the money. You're an action, I don't want to take it, but I owe you the money. You want Mahanami anything. I owe you the money. She says, L'chayr about oiskev isn't from Daran, that it's a siluk, that it's too late. But then he wants to say, could be here mechila means something else. Not could be mechila sachayiv taka is a kinyan, and you need the das of both of them. But could be here the mechila is I want to do this for free. That's pshat. I don't want that a yischayve should be chal from this. I'm doing this for free. So it could be here zichet helps bal kolchay. And he's doing it for free, but this is something that people take money for this, so that's why people are not. One more ha'ore I'd like to mention, the Rishash and Daf Lamed Hei Med Beis asks this kasha. And Chuvas HaRadbaz. Let me first mention Amoyer de Chuvas HaRadbaz. The Radbaz חלק א' סימן תקסמך זין, we had before פיריה אסחייבוי, that הלכה ופסקן ליתכונן, that that the mother could be pereya the chayv of the mother, and it's not called as mahaniyu, it's mavriya chari. I took away the achi. So the Radbah says, amur dike chidish, what if the malvin was the mother, and the malvin says, I meichu yudachayt. Zukta Radbaz. So what's pshat? The Malva is Dari, and he took away Dari. You have to be a different Dari. He's Dari. And he took away Dari. So he says, it'll be Muta. Azay Zukta Radbaz. And he says, along this. The Lomdus we'll see later. V'loi kori inchi hano, elehechi diyoiv leimidi. When people aser hano, hano means I'm giving you something. Avol meniya sahezik loi kori lei hano. But when people, when I aser hano, I mean I won't be mahana you, but I won't be mazik you, I won't man for you, that's not called hano. The loshen d'bnei odom. V'chein nireh mi loshen ha-rambam, we bring Zerayf na loshen ha-rambam, the Rambam says, u'mi u'meniyes ha-tviyeh einei mechlal iser ha-no. What do you say? That's called, the iser that a person asks, it doesn't mean meniyes ha-tviyeh. So me-mele, so that's why he says it's muta. So now we have a shekelich problem. So what happens by aveda? It's just here now and there on, that if the machzer aveda, I mean, what do we do with the mishnah? If the bal aveda is not permitted to have ano from the machzer aveda. And the machzer aveide is doesn't want to take money. He's meichel, so there's a problem. So the bal aveide is having hano from the machzer aveide. So people are no lehegdish. So why people are no lehegdish? He's dari and he's taking away dari. What is this different than a malva? The Radbah says the malva can be meichel dechayiv, so the machzer aveid is meichel dechayiv, it's the same thing. And here we have a problem, and by a malva there's no problem. So this is the Rishash es the kasha, the Mishl Malach es the kasha, the Rebbeinu es the kasha, Ashrek lecha kasha. I thought perhaps we could for him for this kashim as follows. There's a gemara in Kiddushin daf memches, a difficult gemara, but let's just say over the gemara. The gemara says if Anisha gave a woman Zov, he should make a tabas. And he makes the tabas, and he gives her back the tabas, and he says that you don't have to pay me for it. I want to make kedushin with this, the money that you owe me, I want to make kedushin. And he gives her back the tabas. So the Gemara says as follows, if you hold, yeshna l'schiris mitchila batzayif, so it's called Mekadesh B'milva V'ena Mekodeshes. Eina L'Schiris El L'Psoif, it's called, she's Mekodeshtak. So, from the Mefoshim, it would seem as follows. That means, if Yeshna L'Schiris Metchila Batzai, so that means the whole time she's been owing him money. That means every amount of work that he's doing on to make the tabah, so she owes him Kiseida. And accumulates, let's say, she owes him $500 for the work. Now he's Mekadosh with the $500. So Pshat is, it's called, he's Mekadosh, he's Meichel the Milva. She owes him $500, and now he's Meichel the $500. That is Mekadosh Memilva, Eina Mekadosh. But if you owe Eina L'Schiris El L'Psayv, so there's a Lomdis. There it's considered that as soon as I give it back to you, now you should owe me $500. And I'm saying you don't have to pay it. So that's considered like he's giving her $500. That means that if when the chayv has, if the chayv was chal already, and I said you don't have to pay up the chayv, that's called, that's not called I'm giving you something. But if I give it back to you when the chayv has to be chal, and I said it shouldn't be chal, that's considered ke'ilu there was an asinus mois. So it could be that's the chilik. The Radbaz is only speaking about there was a previous chayv. So now the Malva is saying, you don't have to pay up the chayv. I'm not giving you anything. I'm just, that's called tziluk ha-hezek, mavriach ha-ri. But it's not called giving. Just like God the Kiddush, that's also not called giving. It's called, you don't have to pay. So you can't be Mekadosh Anisha with that. Masha'enkein over here, as soon as he gives him back, that's when he's mechuyif to pay him for his bottle misela. And I'm saying you don't have to pay me, so it could be this is called, I'm telling you some money, that you shouldn't be mechuyif to pay me. So this is not called mavriachi, this is called, I'm telling you to, that means I give it back to you, I'm making that now, it shouldn't be halachi, if making it shouldn't be halachi, it is considered on the scene, perhaps. Okay, now let us see. Learn our sugya. Look to Gemara, Marzale is Abedosai, Pligi bo Rabami verabasi. Chad oma loishonu elabishenichsei marzir asurim al balabed. The Mishnah that says Marzale Abedosai is when the nichsei marzir asurim al balabed. Chimahadale Midam de Napshika Mahadalay. That means if the Baal Aveda can't even know from the Machzel, so then it's Machzel Avedosa, because I'm not giving you mine, I'm giving you yours. So then you're allowed to return it. Avol Nirse Baal Aveda Surim al Machzel. But what if the Nirse Baal Aveda is Asurim al Machzel? Loika Mahadalay. Then he's not permitted to return it. Why not? The Komisani pluted the Rabbi Yosef. That means that if the Marz is not permitted to have Hano from the Baal Aveda, so Mela, when I'm returning your Aveda, I'm getting so much Hano, I'm going to return the Aveda. Nafka, a car with seven Mishalochim stops by me, and I'm returning the Aveda. So if it wouldn't have been for the Aveda, for you, I have to go and give all the Mishalochim. Now I just go and lay my hand and go further. He said, b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. So memele, so the Mishnah is only speaking about that the Baal Aveda can't have ano from the Marzah. So then the Marzah can return the Aveda because I'm stopping Mahanimim. But if the Marzah can't have ano from the Baal Aveda, then it'll be also because he's being Mahanim with Puta the Rabbi Yosef. V'chadomar, afilu nirsei balaveda asurim amarzeh, zosa mahadalei. Mishum prute de Rav Yosef, vay prute de Rav Yosef, lo ishchiyach. It's a milsed de lo ishchiyach. Now let us see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Midam de nafshei ka mahadalei. Lo imahani lo imidi. He's not helping him anything. Ela shemavriach nezek avedosei ma'olam. What is he doing? He's mavriach nezek avedosei. That means before his aveda was in the middle of Harlem and it won't stay there too long. And so he's mavriach nezek, so there's a whole bunch of aris over here. So I'm just taking out from the Moki Maria, mavriach nezek avedosei ma'olam. But I'm not giving you anything. Now I would like to mention the ha'oreb. I'd like to mention the Ha'oreb. When we speak about Mudar Hanor, there are two oifanim of Mudar Hanor. There's Mudar, I'm not allowed to have Hanor from the Mudar, we're not allowed to have Hanor Minichsei Hamudar. Not allowed to have Hanor from Minichsei Hamudar. And perhaps for 1 minute, let us mention a kasha from the Turiyevin. On the Ran we learned yesterday in a Teretz Mabul Chana. Yesterday we had learned that Hamudar Hanor Mechaveiroi is drisus haregel is also. He's not allowed to go through his chotzer. The Gemara says, "Ooh, that's Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is vitter also b'mudar hanor." But according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to go to the chotzer. So the Ran says, the Chachamim hold, "Aber rabbonim pligi alei v'sabri the chol heichad liosra olav ella hanosoi now to have avanovim lemikri hanor." Even the midi, the lekopti, bo inshiu, this is something that people are in makpid to go through the property. Einze kori nene mechebe. It's not called nene mechebe. People are in makpid, it's not called nene. Frek the Turei Yevin, the din is that you're not allowed to sit under the shade of an ashera. Someone's makpid, you're allowed to sit under. But we nicht wie, you have Hanor, you're having Hanor from the Asherah, even though, so we see that Hanor is not dependent on Hakpodah. Hanor is a Metzius, if we have Hanor, you have Hanor. Even though people are in Makpid. So Rabbi Chonan and Baba Bas and Kovit Shurim says, he brings from Rabbi Kevega, that our Mishnah is speaking about Mudar Hanor Mimenu. That means I'm not allowed to have a no from the person, not from Nechosov. From the person I'm not allowed to have a no. So if the person permits me to walk through his chotzer, that's not called he was Mahanami. Because everyone, he permits everyone. This is something that everyone permits everyone to go through the chotzer. It's not called he was Mahanami by giving me permission. But in a case that the chotzer is also on me, that he asked my nechos, by his chotzer on me, Pashteitzach drises a regel is also, I'm having hanor from the chotzer. Pashteitzach, I'm not to walk through the chotzer. By an asherah pshat is, that asherah is also, it's a way to zore. Sich in alt have hanor from the sherah. That's not totally people are makbid or not makbid. So Rabbi Chonon says the gather of Vitor is, and he brings the Maestro Rabbi Kevega says this in the beginning of the fifth Perek of Nedarim, that our Mishnah is speaking about Mudar Hanor Mimenu, not Mudar Minachosev. Remember, so we had the Ran in the third Perek also mentioned these Chalukim already. By Ezvine. If it's Meichah B'Poches and Dos and Lekech B'Yes, that's only if there was Mudar Hanor Mimenu, not Mudar Hanor Minachos. So now I'd like to clear a Ha'oreb. When we learn the Gemara says, Mama Diyoma says that the Mishnah is speaking about the Nichsei Marzer, Shenichsei Marzer Asurin Al Balaveide. The other man says it's speaking about Fila Nichsei Balaveide Asurin Al Marzer. So if we learn the Gemara Erlich, so it seems the Gemara is speaking about he asked Nechosim. As I, that's the Loshna Gemara. Nichsei Marze Asurim al Balaveide. Nichsei Balaveide Asurim al Marze. So the Gemara says, so if Nichsei Marze Asurim, so he gives him the Aveide, it's Midam Dunavshia. That's not Nichsei Marze, it's yours. So we learn the Gemara is very good. So we're speaking about, and Nichsei Balaveide Asurim al Marze, could also say, so you have an offer from Pruta Dav Yosef, that means my Aveda is saving you money. So the Gemara is very good. But now, if the Ran could ask a Kashe, and the Ran asked, V'lei mahani lei midi, midam de nafshi kamadalei, v'lei mahani lei midi, el shem avriach nesek aveidosei meyolam. Now it seems the Ran is asking a Kashe, he's returning the Aveda. He says, nah, that's called Mavriach Nezek. So it seems the Ran had a kash in the saying a teretz. So lochayre, if the Ran learned that the case is speaking about Nichsei Marzir Asurim al Bal Aveda, so what's the problem that I'm doing you a favor? My nechosim I asked it. I didn't ask it myself. So what's the Ran's kasha? So the Chazon Ish Tachzim says one of the two. Either Nichsei Marze is lav davke, the Geloshna Gemara, he doesn't ask this kasha. Chazon Ish has a different problem. But al koponim, he's moira, this type of a ore, so he says either Nichsei Marze is lav davke, or Tachzim he wants to say, when yasa the nechosim, yasa yourself also. So everything is also. Azay Tachzim ishtayt na Chazon Ish. The Kamahani lay pute the Rav Yosef. The Mahadale Avedosai. When he returns the Aved, Mifta Mimesab lay pute loni, Shoisik be mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. The Tolly Lobbe the Rav Yosef, so the Rani and the Kash, we became Rav Yosef the Rani. Noisik mitzvah potam in a mitzvah is a deraisa de kedin. How does Rav Yosef come in? Mishum de pligi rabbe ve rab yese perka koine sein ladir, bishayma rabbe di habe kishayma socha, osvira leila rab yese, de kiven de mifter me le meise pruta loni shayma socha habe. Eis rab yese volz, every shayma rabbe des a shayma socha, that shit is rab yese. So me meile, because of the pruta that is potter, so we call a pruta de rab yese. Now the other man, the Yomar, says, no, he's allowed to return it. Prutad Rav Yosef lo shchiach. Sheyovei onei lishol mimeno ba'oise shah. That means when he's going and he's oisek and aveda, then an onei will come, punkler. The name loy mahadar mishum de misani, midi. Ke gav nekimen de lo shchiach lehavi bechlal iser hano. Umiyu. Kiven the efshir the osi yumishanim ne, but it's a possibility. Shemir socha olay v'chayiv b'gneve v'aved. Now the Ran is saying a mouthful over here, which we have to understand. We do hold like Rav Yosef. We do hold the shemir socha. Avopi the Gemara is telling us facts of life. That's a milsa de loy shchiche. It's not shchiche that the niyim shisam. And that's why when it comes to muda, no, he's muta. But a shame is socha, he is. So I'd like to mention as follows. I saw the yellow sashacha. He says, besvor etzorchim. I have to understand what the Ran is saying. The kedei liyoy shei mesocha, so she hele kvar ka'is hano mamish l'chol apoches prute. I mean, in order to be a shei mesocha, I have to be getting something. V'kivin d'loy shchiyach, le mikrinene ka'is, so why, shei mesocha, yo, no. So he answers, No, he blies by Akash. I saw him Birchas Avrom. So the Birchas Avrom says as follows. The Ein Haschar mad mishtarish ksheba oli. He says, I'm worried about the schar of Pruta de Rav Yosef is not when the oni comes. Ela de zegufe mashe potter im yovei. That means, the minute I pick up an aveda, I have an exemption of tzedakah. That when I'll be oisik in the aveda, I have an exemption. Forget about when the aliyim come. And to acquire an exemption is also worth money. I'm exempted from tzedakah. So Rav Yosef holds, so you become a shemus alcha with that. You got now your exemption. You acquired an exemption for tzedakah. Well, yakumen, nishkumen. But you got your exemption. So I made it. So that's cool. So that's worth in Chayshim Mishpat, it's worth a Shabbat Pluta. So I made it. So you're a shemus alcha. This is exemption is worth something. And that's why he's a shame of socha. So what's that by mudah hano? So the Ran says, she said, let's be medak the Loshna Ran. So we mentioned before, Isser Hano means that he didn't have Kavona lesser. That means when I asked Hano from you, the Loshon of the Chasam Sofer, Loihoyo das Hanoider al Hano habo leprokim o leitim rechoikim. That means, when I asked Hano, I didn't mean, you can gribble, this could also be Hano, this is also considered Hano, and in fact it could be its worth, but when I asked Hano, I wasn't mechaven for such Hano, since it's a milsa de lo yishchicha, he got an exemption, good, so, la aloch, it'll be worth a shava pruta, when we make a shava soch, but, when I meant I won't be mahani you, I didn't mean such Hanos. So in Kavone felt this. That's Pshat in Deran. Deran means, given lo shrich le rehabu bechlal isur hano. That when he asked it, he wasn't mechabin. He didn't mean to ask such a hano to lo shrich. But halachically, it has a teiris hano. So memele, so that's what he says Pshat in Deran.
I'd like to mention one more ha'ore. Yaakov Berg was ma'ore. I feel we hold that pruta d'Rab Yosef shchiche, but the whole anor that he's deriving from the aveda is a mavriach ari. Through the aveda, he doesn't have to pay the aniyim. So that's called mavriach ari. So why shouldn't it be mutar als mavriach ari? Batachsich mer de kashe zatois. Let us say, Reuven is not permitted to have Ano from Shimon. For Shimon's Nechosim. So go now and take Shimon's gun and kill an Ari. And we'll say, what did I do? What did I accomplish? I killed an Ari. That's Mavriach Ari. Anechti Ketog. Reuven was Mishtamish b'Shimon's Nechosim. That's Oser Olof. So he's having Hano from Shimon's Nechosim. What he accomplished through the Shimush, that the Ari won't be Mazik Duskeb in the Shton. But this is called a direct Hano. So here it's also the same thing. That what he's deriving benefit from his Aveda, he's using the Mars, he's using the Aveda of the Madir to pat himself to giving Tzedakah. That's called he's taking a Hano. And Memela, that's why it's also. Awesome.